Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Away, Gus. Play fake. Manning. He'll throw it this time. Oh, it's intercepted. Matthews Jr.
Tyler, man.
Just want to put the listener like they're there.
The enjoyment of Tyler.
At Ohio State.
Yeah, you better, man.
Just trying to set the stage.
Listen, that was the most anticipated game of the weekend. And I don't know. We learned a lot, I think. At least at this point. Now, none of it is the end-all, be-all, this is what he's going to be, all of this and that. But I know I learned one thing that I have been wondering for a long time, and then it came about. But this was Dan Orlowski, ESPN, does college football and the NFL. This was his explanation on why Arch Manning had the performance he had.
I would say this. Arch Manning and Sark got Bill Belichicked. And I know Coach Belichick plays tonight. Arch will not see another defense that is as sophisticated, as complicated, as much they change pre-snap to post-snap. I'm not telling America that Arch didn't have some misses. Of course he had some misses. Mechanically, he got worse as the game went on. That game, in specific to Arch, went the way it did because of Matt Patricia for Ohio State and that Ohio State secondary.
All right, there is Dan Orlovsky. You agree with it? You agree with his assessment? I tell you what, Josh Hoover was not Bill Belichick last night, and he actually went against Bill Belichick. But your thoughts on what Dan had to say in his explanation of what happened with Arch?
Yeah, look, I think there's some truth to what he looked at on the defensive side of the football was next level. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But the reality is to me, this isn't about a pass or not a pass. It's about watch the game and evaluate the game and what did you see. And there's no doubt he was going against a ridiculously difficult defense. Not to mention probably the most talented, if not definitely a top three talent defense as well. There's no doubt that everybody that jumped to conclusions and wanted to put this kid in the Heisman chair assumed that he would be ready to, stare this opportunity and this level of adversity in the face and play well. He didn't. Right? He wasn't ready for the moment. He wasn't ready for what Ohio State threw at him. I think there are probably some people out there that anointed him from a ability standpoint. I mean, some of the craziest takes I've heard in the last year, 2 years, was around Arch Manning's athletic ability, his ability to run the football. And I think it was clear in that game, when you play against that level of talent, you better be able to beat them with your mind and your arm. If you're Arch Manning, and I do think that both were exposed. I think he appeared to be very young, from the mental approach.
That was the part that got me, Clint.
And I think there was some flaw from the physical approach.
That was the part that got me, Clint. That was the most surprising thing to me was clearly the moment was too big for him. Like you would think like he has had to deal with a lot of pressure being who he is. Every time he performs, there's just more added to him. It looked like he was rushed at everything. Yeah. The game was moving very fast. That didn't seem like that. I would not have expected that.
The game was moving very fast for him. The last time that we saw him get run at quarterback, I believe it was against Georgia. They couldn't protect the other fella, so they put him in there and thought last year and thought that his legs were going to be a difference, and it wasn't. You go a whole offseason in today's world, these kids do not see live pads, thumping, action, chaos in the pocket. And then you go, okay, your first rattle out of the box as a starter after not seeing anything for 4 or 5 months, however long it's been. It's going to be Ohio State in the shoe, crowd noise, and a ridiculously talented bunch of defensive players and a defensive coordinator. And he wasn't ready for the moment. It's that easy. There's no passes. No, the reality of it is dude has not played very much football. And he seemed to be overwhelmed in the first game of the season against arguably the best team in the country. That's where we're at. Yeah. And mechanically, I don't think it's flawed. I'll be honest with you. I don't think it's flawed or bad mechanics. I think it's low ceiling. I mean, relatively speaking, you look at both of his uncles. Neither one of his uncles were dropping their arm slot and flipping a cross route, you know, in stride the way Pat Mahomes does, the way some of these other loose-armed quarterbacks do. And he's not – maybe he is down the road. Right now, he's not that guy. He is a stand in the pocket, throw the route tree kind of quarterback. He is a process what's going on defensively, sit in the pocket, get the ball out accurately, and move on. He's not he can run around against UTSA. No offense right there, Coach. Love you. Love your squad, man.
Damn.
He can go – who was the other one? It was UTSA, and who was the other one last year? Louisiana Monroe or somebody?
Mississippi State
was one of them. He played against Mississippi State. You can go run around and be one of the more athletic guys on that field, but when you get to the college football playoffs, it ain't going to matter. You're going to have to stand in there and process. And I think that all of that failed him Saturday afternoon.
The one thing that really came clear, and I'm sure, like I said, Tyler's having a field day with this. Tyler has just been over the top with, he's going to win the Heisman, all of them. MVP next year. The one thing, Clint, that I could not ever get past.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Was the way he was talked about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, a lot of it has to do, and maybe not all of it has to do with his last name, but the way he was talked about, the number one recruit, he was talked about in the manner of guys like Caleb Williams, guys like, you know, Tebow. I mean, those guys, when they came out, when they were freshmen and they came in, he was talked about in a major way. You normally don't see a guy like Quinn Ewers hold that guy back for 2 years. And that always was weird to me. As Texas was driving and they made the playoff last year and they were good the year before, it was always weird to me that Quinn is really holding that guy back. Because I'm telling you, I said it to you before the show, I can't remember who the hell that was that left that Texas game, but Caleb Williams got in the game and that guy had to transfer. It is now the starting quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, Spencer Rattler. He had to transfer to South Carolina, right? And we've seen it. Like, Chris Leak, luckily he graduated, but his ass would have been gone too. He wasn't going to hold Tebow to the bench another year. You've seen many examples. I don't know who was there at Auburn before Cam came from Blaine College, but he was not going to stop Cam Newton from getting the starting job and getting in the lineup. And that was always strange to me that he could not overtake Quinn for 2 years. And I'm not saying it's the end-all, be-all, but as soon as that game started, you could see there probably wasn't stuff that just jumped down in practice where Sark was like, oh, God. Like, we got to get him on the field in a way that I'm sure Lincoln did when he saw Caleb Williams at Oklahoma. And was like, God, man, Spencer's a nice player, but this dude here, I can't keep him off the field. And hell, when he came in against Georgia, I thought, well, maybe this is it. Hell, they took his ass out at halftime and put Quinn back in. So that part became more clear that, as you were saying, there's nothing that really, if you take away the last name and everything, there's nothing that really jumps out that says, all right, man, wherever that was in front of Trevor Lawrence, man, your time is just as soon as he gets on the field, we got to go with him. There was none of that, and it kind of came up.
Well, I mean, here's the deal, Ron, and it's going to be a ways down the schedule, but when they get to Penn State, which is mid-season for them, heck, it's November 1, so it's second half of the season. When they get to Penn State, how does Drew Aller play against his defense?
Yeah.
Right? Little things like that are going to start to matter. Yeah. Even though it's mid-season, it's not the beginning of the year, if Drew struggles, then he's going to get that pass, which it may not even matter. He may play well enough between now and then that it may not matter, but that's going to be the tell. Is, do we look back on this thing and say, boy, Manning was extremely overrated? Or do you look back on this thing and say, this is an all-time great defense? That's ultimately what we're up against here.
All right, coming up, big weekend. Even though they just got a split, a big weekend for the Astros. And I think it's time to pull the plug on something with the Astros. I think you know what it is. We'll discuss that next.